What up, Nat?
What up, K-State Nation? Oh boy, I stopped myself for a second. K-State Nation, this is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily, all things K-State. Eddie Greer, your host. No, this is not a NASCAR podcast. This is the K-State Podcast. I've been working on both my podcasts here recently, so of course I'm going to get them all mixed up. Welcome on board to another edition of this podcast. Midweek report here. Of course, taking a little bit of a step back on the dailies here as we approach the heat of the summer here as we're in May. Recording this on the night of May 10th, 2023. Real quick, this is going to mean no difference here. I thought this was going to be next week, but as I'm recording this, I'm pretty sure after youth group tonight, I'm going to get the finalization of Haley Vargas in her regional stint in San Antonio. I want to recap real quick here because there's some other news here I want to touch on real quick here on this daily edition. Haley Vargas was 7 over yesterday, 79 in the second round of the San Antonio Regional yesterday, held at Oak Course TPC in San Antonio. There was a weather delay in this almost an hour. Of course, we got hit yesterday with a slew of rain and lightning, whatever you want to call it there as well. So you got that going on here. Midwest got hit here. It's pretty much that time, which I don't like. All this heat come tornadoes. So there you go on that. So be careful out there wherever you live in, whether it's in the Midwest or East, or pretty much everywhere being hit with some severe weather. So stay safe out there, folks. But okay, here, at least in Manhattan anyways, Christy Knight, after the fact, again, we're going to get you. I'm probably going to hop on here in a few hours because Haley Vargas will be finishing up the NCAA Regional. Again, she's trying to advance to the championship round. Quote from Christy Knight from her second day of the tournament there. Quote, "It was a tough day for Haley." Head coach Christy Knight of the women's golf team here at K-State. Quote, "Her game was just off today and she didn't hit that many greens. I'm proud of the way she carried herself out there." And of course, today, what it says tomorrow, well, today is a new day. She will give it her best there as well. Let's see. I don't know where she is right now, standings-wise, but I'm pretty sure all the finalization will have that as well. So kudos. Shout out Haley Vargas for doing your thing out there in San Antonio with the fact of some terrible conditions down there yesterday, including here as well. I want to touch on this quickly here. K-State, we're going right back to women's basketball, folks. Of course, was it last week or really seems recently that Jeff Mini landed the Gatorade Player of the Year in Zianna Walker. Well, there's another addition to the basketball team for the upcoming 2023-24 season in the person Ford Imani Lester to this roster. Lester will have 4 season eligibility. Woo-hoo-hoo! And you just added Walker, who has also, well, 1 less year eligibility, but she has 3 years of eligibility as well. Lester is a product from Raleigh, North Carolina. She joins K-State after spending 1 year. And guess where? Same college as Walker, Louisville. Lester did not suit up for the Cardinals this past year. From North Raleigh Christian Academy, Lester was rated a 4-star prospect, ranked 57th in the country nationwide, 8th best post player, was found by ESPNW Hoop Girls there on that site. A little bit of history on, well, stats on Lester anyways. Imani Lester reached the 1,000 career point mark by her freshman season. At the conclusion of her freshman season in high school, Lester was named to the 2019 North Carolina Independent Schools Athletic Association 4A All-State team and collected 2019 Triennial Independent Schools Athletic Conference Player of the Year honors. And you fast forward to her senior season in back 2022, last Lester was named to the Charlotte Observer North Carolina First Team Super Team while aiding her team to a 25-8 record in the 2022 NCISAA state title. I love that name. Which included 23 points, 15 rebounds, a double-double, 4 blocks in a championship game as well. I'm just going to stop it right there. Again, we're going to have more on Lester on the upcoming edition of Pro Project Podcast, weekly edition here. So I just want to come on here. I want to come on the mic here. There's been some breaking things going on. Update you guys on that. It's midweek, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to be back on the mic here later on after I get back from youth group here, youth group Crestview Church, to kind of go over the tournament of Haley Vargas on the NCAA regional on the women's golf side of things. But that's another addition to the roster, which now, if it was loaded then, it's loaded now. Really loaded there. You just added Zianna Walker from the same college, University of Louisville. You get an additional player from Louisville as well. So Jeff Minnie, this style like Louisville apparently. So we become the Louisville Wildcats, something like that I know of. I have no idea. So, breaking news on that front. So, definitely a congratulations to Jeff Minnie and his staff continuing. That's two from the transfer portal from the University of Louisville that they got. So this roster really taking shape now already. We're not even into May. We're just in approaching the middle of May. And obviously, between myself and Alex Aiden, we have touched on Aoka Lee's anticipation return of the team. Gabby Gregory coming back. You have the trio that's now going to be a junior trio now. Serena Sundell, the Glenn twins, Briley and Jay Lynn. This team's going to be stacked. And we're not even mentioning Eliza Maupin, Rebecca Dollinger. Now, again, I haven't heard anybody that hit the transfer portal yet. So that's at least a good sign that I know of. I don't know. I'm just saying, I haven't heard anything. I have my ears to the ground. I don't know anything yet, but they're not losing people. They're gaining people. They're gaining experienced people on top of that. And Lester did not play last year. So, really intriguing here. Post player, you already got Eliza Maupin and her possibilities next year as well. So, man, this K-State women's basketball team, they're loaded. For next season. I just can't wait, obviously. And there was news coming out of the men's basketball camp as well. We'll touch on that on another date and probably more than likely the next episode as well. We already got a special guest locked up, not this week coming up, but next week on a podcast that I've been really excited to have on as well. So there you go. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. Get it wherever you get your podcast. Your first time listening today, I appreciate you. Thank you for checking in us, giving us a listen here today or tonight or tomorrow, whenever you listen to this. Next thing you need to do, you love what you're hearing, make sure you subscribe to the This K-State Podcast. Yes, this other K-State podcast out here, folks. Wherever you get your podcast there as well. And make sure you don't forget, we had Jasmine Halliburton on last week. Make sure you check that out. Give that a listen as well. She brought the energy as I thought she would last week, and we're definitely gonna have her back on some point this summer as we continue bringing on special guests here to kind of kill that dead zone, quote unquote dead zone time, folks. So when we get to football, it's all hands on deck. But depending on my situation, anyways, we'll just have to see. Right now, hey, we're gonna be continuing to rock and roll with this podcast as well. Appreciate you. That's going to do it on this midweek edition of the Pro Project Podcast Daily Edition, the PBBD Edition. Eddie Greer, appreciate you. We'll be back again for the weekly, obviously. And then if anything pops, I'm probably going to be back on here tomorrow night to give an update on track and field as well. So we still got things going on. And don't forget, K-State Nation, K-State Baseball prepares. There's no midweek game this week. K-State baseball preparing for a gigantic series in Stillwater this weekend against the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Until then, we'll talk to you in the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.